The processional hymn 471, Rejoice in God, Saints, Today and All Days. Good morning, and first of all, a word of apology and explanation that we were beginning so late this morning. When I arrived and opened my case, it was as if I could hear someone saying to me, Fred, we've no bread. The bread was sitting in the rectory kitchen. So I'm glad to say that that is now in order and we can proceed accordingly. Today, being the first Sunday in November, we celebrate the festival of All Saints. Our service follows the order of Holy Communion, beginning with the opening greeting on page 201. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
The righteous will be remembered forever. The memory of the righteous is a blessing. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy.
and we turn to the penitential Kyries on page 234, page 234. Lord, you are gracious and compassionate. Lord, have mercy. You are loving to all, and your mercy is over all your creation. Christ, have mercy. Your faithful servants bless your name and speak of the glory of your kingdom. Lord, have mercy. We sing the Gloria. Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship. In the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those inexpressible joys that you have prepared for those who truly love you, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Daniel, chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions in his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. I, Daniel, saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came out of the sea, different from one another. As for these four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth. But the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 11. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope in Christ, may live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance towards redemption as God's only people, to the praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints. And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in his age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all the things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hear the Gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 6, beginning at verse 20.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you, and if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I was reading only yesterday of how exactly 1 year ago a young hotel clerk showed up at an All Saints Day service in church. And he told the presiding minister as he left that it was the one day he felt obliged to be in church. "I never miss All Saints Day," he said. The Festival of All Saints has a particular appeal to Anglicans. It is one of the seven principal feasts of the Church, originally observed in Rome from the 9th century, but there are references to a feast of All Martyrs from the 3rd century. All Saints is understood as a celebration of Christ and his whole mystical body, and the saints. The readings from Scripture and the glorious hymns we sing make this feast one anticipated by many. The calendar observes it on the 1st of November, but allows it to be observed on the Sunday before or after November the 1st, whenever All Saints' Day, as it did this year, falls on a weekday. So, why the popularity? Why would a young man make this his one day of observance each year instead of perhaps Christmas or Easter? The readings for today point us to some answers. First, we read in Daniel of an apocalyptic vision, the end of things as we know it. Today, for all people of considered reflection, there can be no doubt that we are rapidly depleting the resources of our planet. Our own greed and accumulation of material wealth has an apocalyptic consequence. It cannot go on forever, while the gap between rich and poor grows greater with each year. Something has to change, just as it did in Daniel's time when Israel had lost her bearings and was under foreign domination. But Daniel's vision includes one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven, and later, in today's reading, Daniel receives assurance that all shall receive the kingdom and possess it forever. An apocalyptic vision is followed by a vision of hope, something we need to hear in a time of anxiety. The majesty of one of the Psalms, Psalm 149, brings all of creation together and all of humanity in a joyous hymn of adulation at the triumph of goodness and justice, a vision that many wait for in a time of short-term solutions and quick fixes that only postpone the inevitable day when the poor receive justice and the faithful who have served them are rewarded. The portion of scripture appointed for today's epistle from the letter to the Ephesians celebrates the life of the church as a unique institution that is part of God's eternal purpose, where believers live in unity with God, one another, and those who have gone before, confident of the life to come, where full union with those who have gone before us will be restored. The Revised Common Lectionary offers the Lucan version of the Beatitudes that are more usually read from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. This Lucan version uses the pronoun you rather than they, which makes Jesus' words focused on us. We hear the words of blessing as we are, poor or rich, hungry or satisfied. Then we hear the woes for the part of us that has only heeded false prophets and gods of wealth and privilege. Being a saint has never been understood as being just kind to one's grandparents or neglecting the family pet. Being a saint has meant hurting for and with a world in pain. Being a saint has meant being misunderstood for taking a stand for justice and against short-term self-interest. Being a saint has meant caring for the least and the lost. Someone struggling with their faith recently wrote, "I don't know what God wants for me. I feel paralyzed and overwhelmed. Then I spoke to my spiritual director, and she simply said to stop whining and jump into the whirlwind. I did that, and now I think I'm on that right path, but it isn't what I expected." The saints have always been the people who preached by their lives and words what the world did not wish to hear. The saints have usually been people who were born into ordinary circumstances but achieved extraordinary things because they followed God's call, struggling and wrestling with God all the way. And many of them were folks just like you and me. Recently, a minister presided at an interment in a rural cemetery. Many of the family of the deceased who had been in the diplomatic service came to the burial. As they walked among the graves, some dating back to the early 19th century, they commented about the lives of the departed. They pointed to where they would one day be buried and talked about lying next to
Aunt Ethel or Cousin Fred. What moved that minister the most was their simple faith, their devotion to each other, and the way they cared for each other. In the midst of all the cacophony of parliamentary chaos and the threats of a planet in turmoil, here were good people who went to church, said their prayers, and hoped for things to come. While the young man might not say it in these words, he stands as a beacon for all of us who live with watchful purpose, praying that one day all of our hope will be fulfilled. He is one of the quiet faithful who see in life the connection with those who have gone before and those yet to come. May that be the faith with which we all live on this feast of All Saints.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Affirm the faith of the Church, militant here on earth and triumphant in heaven, by joining in the Nicene Creed on page 205. We believe in one God. The Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. God has raised Jesus Christ to sit at his right hand. Let us therefore pray to our Father in heaven through his Son for all the world and remember all the saints. O God, Heavenly Father, we thank you today for calling us your saints. In spite of our unholy lives, you look at us and see Jesus' perfect life and death covering ours. We thank you for this grace, the grace we received when we were baptized. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you for every Christian who has helped us on our journey and encouraged us to keep believing when we felt like giving up. Thank you for all those who taught us the faith. Thank you for those who made the ultimate sacrifice of their lives to ensure others could hear of your love in Christ. Lord, in your mercy. We remember the saints in heaven and thank you for releasing them from the burden of sin and death in this life and for keeping your promise to them. We especially remember those with associations with this parish who have passed away in the past year. Robert Trimble, Isaac Harrison, Bill Job, Canon Eric Kingston, Dorothy Irvine, Margaret Sturdy, Stephen Connolly, we also remember Her Late Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. Give comfort to all those who grieve over loved ones, no longer with us on earth. Give them the hope only your word can offer us. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for your church on earth, that it may remain faithful to the apostles' teaching, and that it will strive for unity. We pray for all Christians, especially those under persecution, that they may imitate the martyrs in bold witness to the gospel. We pray for those who are not yet part of your church, and for those who have left it, asking your Spirit to convince them of your love for them in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. Bring peace to those nations in conflict and hope where there is political instability or uncertainty. Protect those who continue to fear the current coronavirus and give them hope. Move those with plenty to share with those who have little. Help all people to love their neighbor as themselves. Lord, in your mercy. God of life, we give thanks for the love you have shown to the world through all your saints, and we celebrate our continuing communion with them whenever we worship. Keep us looking to Jesus and help us to keep giving a clear witness to them, living the holy lives you have called us to live by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray, our Father. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We do not presume. Come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness and in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. We stand. We are fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God through Christ our Lord, who came and preached peace to those who were far off and those who were near. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Hymn 459, we omit verses 4, 5, and 6. 459, omitting verses 4, 5, and 6. For all the saints who from their labors rest. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. In the saints, you have given us an example of godly living, that rejoicing in their fellowship, we may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and with them receive the unfading crown of glory. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted, and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue, a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. And we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Body of Christ, keep you in it. God, the source of holiness and giver of all good things, may we who have shared at this table as strangers and pilgrims here on earth be welcomed with all your saints to the heavenly feast on the day of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty God,
Almighty
we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God give you grace to share the inheritance of all his saints in glory, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Items for the food bank may be left in the church or hall porch today and next Sunday. Tomorrow night, Monday, there'll be a meeting of the Select Vestry in the parochial hall at 7:30. On Wednesday and Saturday evenings, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8:00. Sunday next is Remembrance Sunday. At 10:00, there will be the traditional act of remembrance, followed by a service of morning prayer. The loose collection next Sunday will be in favor of the poppy appeal. And again, just to remind you, there are poppies available on the table at the church entrance, and donations may be left in the box provided. Can I thank all who supported our parochial quiz at the Pheasant on Friday evening? It was a very enjoyable occasion, and I'm delighted to say that to date the amount raised is £453. The recessional hymn 670, Jerusalem the Golden. in peace to love and serve the Lord.